Now it's one of the best times of the year to be a sports fan, especially considering it was canceled because of the pandemic last year. The NCAA men's basketball tournament technically tipped off yesterday with four play-in games, but today is the first full day of action. Already there's been a shocking upset with a 15 seed, Oral Roberts, taking down the number 2 seed, The Ohio State University, in overtime. Tonight in Indianapolis, the 9th seeded Wisconsin Badgers take on the number 8 seed, North Carolina Tar Heels. It'll be just the fourth meeting between the two schools. So as you look over your brackets, our next guest says, hopefully you didn't listen to him too much. Jason Gay is a sports columnist at the Wall Street Journal and the author of Little Victories, a sports writer's notes on winning at life. He's also a UW-Madison alum. I talked to him earlier today. Jason, welcome back.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Well, if I'm reading you right, I mean, you're a professional sports writer, Jason. You are feeling rock solid confident in your bracket this year, right?
The only thing I'm certain of is that my bracket, by the time anyone is listening to this, will have been so busted, they will be sending it to the Museum of Radio and Television as an example of one of the worst all-time brackets in college basketball history.
Now, we didn't get to do this last year. I mean, is it exciting for you to have this big sports event back on the table? Changed, of course, for COVID reasons.
Of course. And, you know, it's hard to think of a ritual of winter turning to spring that's more beloved than March Madness. I mean, it really, get people energized. It's obviously a strange environment still, right? You know, we're by no means out of this pandemic. A lot of people aren't in the kind of office settings where, you know, you'd have somebody printing it out and handing you a copy and doing the office pool and all that stuff. But we're getting all a little better virtual. We're getting a little bit more adept at communicating with each other. So I think there's interest. But, yeah, I'm really happy to see it back. But I think anybody involved with it, whether it's a player, coach, school, mascot, it's a different thing this year.
Do you have a strategy behind your picks for a bracket?
Yes, I go completely on gut instinct, nostalgia, and emotion, which are three things you should never use while filling out your bracket. I have to go that way, though. The people who are sitting there, looking at the analytic ratings and thinking it so coldly, to me, that's not what college sports are about. I understand people are trying to win these things. For me, there's no way I'm going to, pick the Badgers to do anything less than march all the way to the Final Four, even if it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, and Wisconsin actually starts off tonight with not a shoe-in win. What are you thinking as you watch them against North Carolina?
Well, this is a game in another year might be a fantastic final, right? Two heavyweight programs, the storied Tar Heels going up against the Badgers. It's a heck of a first round or an opening round matchup. But I'm a little worried that either one of them is going to end up being a light snack for Baylor in the next round, because Baylor is a juggernaut this year, and they're going to be an awfully tough opponent for whoever gets through the Carolina-Wisconsin game.
Talking to Jason Gay, sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal, looking at March Madness brackets and more. Jason, again, it's your gut driving you here. Who does your gut say is going to the Final Four this year?
Well, I think, I'm not going to tell anybody who's been following the game closely something that they don't know, but Gonzaga has been an incredible program this year. They are historically sensational. This is not a team that is merely undefeated walking into this tournament. This is a team that has been dominating its opponents in a way that, you really have to go back in college basketball history to find comparably dominant programs. They're going to be hard to beat. Obviously, this would be a remarkable accomplishment for that program, which has long been after this. I would love to see, some sort of ripple where you see a team like a St. Bonaventure or some sort of Cinderella get in there. I mean, you think about the last 12 months that we've had since this tournament got canceled. It's been all about, strange disruptions and surprises. And wouldn't it be characteristic of what this last year has been like, were we to see a couple of programs who you just ordinarily wouldn't assume would make it? That would be a special tournament.
I know you are rooting for one particular Midwestern team, Wisconsin, of course. You have worries about another Midwestern team going further than you want. What's Michigan looking like?
Okay, so you're referring, of course, to the Michigan Wolverines, a program that dare not speak its name typically in my column because I'm surrounded at the Wall Street Journal by Wolverines. Wolverines to my right and left, even virtually, they're swarming my Zoom calls. But, you know, I don't have the type of animosity towards the basketball program that I might have toward a certain football team. I love Juwan Howard. I love the Fab Five. I love that era of Michigan basketball. It was something that fascinated me as a kid. I love them. They're great. I'm rooting for Juwan. They're obviously a talented team. They have some injury issues. We'll see how far they go. But I don't think it would shock anybody if they put together a run in this tournament. So, yeah, you know, I'm keeping my claws removed here a little bit because I do have a soft spot for Juwan Howard.
Can you just talk about the status of March Madness in our overall sports world? Because I'm a casual college basketball fan, but some of my most emotional memories are watching like Bronson Koenig, win games at the last minute a few years back. It really, I know it's this vehicle for amazing moments.
It really is, and I think that there's nothing like it in the context of American sports, at least, where you have this, you know, single elimination tournament where you have programs coming from all across the country. It's got, you know, giant killers, Cinderellas. It has blue chip programs that you're used to seeing every year. You see stars, you know, minted over the course of a weekend. There's nothing quite like it. And the women's tournament is just as dynamite now as that sport continues to boom. I think that what makes it special for people is what you said, is that those kinds of moments and those buzzer beaters, but also just, you know, whenever you bring together just a series of passionate people where you can have kind of a running argument, right? You know, like college basketball is sort of, or college sports in general are kind of tribal, right? People get very excited and defensive of their, not just their program, but their conference and their part of the country. And you put that all together in this big stew for 3 or 4 weeks, and it's something pretty special. Again, this year, really different. They're putting the whole men's tournament in around the Indianapolis area. The women's tournament is down in San Antonio. It's a much, it's not a pure bubble, but it's certainly a much more confined experience. Not the same reverie that we're used to. But I think for thinking of where we were 12 months ago, I think a lot of people are happy to see it back.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you very much.
Jason Gay is a sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal, author of Little Victories, and a UW-Madison alum. We talked to him about the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Today is the first full day of action. The ninth-seeded Badgers take on the eighth-seed North Carolina Tar Heels tonight. The winner plays the top-seeded Baylor Bears on Sunday.